Jeff Rollins, associate professor with the University of Florida's Department of Plant Pathology, focused on how research is being done to understand the life cycle of the black spot.
The basic results that we've gotten from this work has been that the black spot pathogen, the genetic diversity within the black spot pathogen in Florida is very limited, and it's limited to the degree that there's only one specific mating type. But basically, it's trying to understand the life cycle of the pathogen in Florida. And so we found some new information about how it's reproducing in Florida, which could have an impact on how we try to manage the disease.
Rollins said he's been primarily working on the life cycle and different phases of pathogen with the existing population of black spot pathogens in Florida.
And so the new stuff that we're trying to take from these understandings that we've developed is to look at the asexual life cycle of the fungus and what requirements, what environmental factors influence how the pathogen reproduces, and then from there how it may be spread. So that's the newest stuff that we're trying to get a handle on and a good understanding of this asexual life cycle of the fungus.
Again, that was University of Florida's Jeff Rollins. Also during Citrus Expo, various prizes were awarded, including one that many look forward to hopefully winning. That's the John Deere Gun Safe. And congratulations goes out to Caleb Shelfer, the winner of that gun safe this year, a giveaway made possible at Citrus Expo by sponsorship from Everglades Farm Equipment. Shelfer is with Joshua Citrus Incorporated in Arcadia. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.